Let's move to point number 8. Interreligious dialogue is a source of mutual enrichment. By encouraging encounter and exchange, interreligious dialogue can help us realize that we often share the same joys and sorrows, aspirations and hopes. It also enables us to discover that religions open the door to many fundamental questions inherent in existence, such as the search for meaning in one's life or fundamental ethical values. This dialogue makes it possible to recognize that one's own religion does not exhaust all religious forms of spirituality. Interreligious dialogue helps to discover the values of one's own religion and those of others. A better understanding and strengthening of one's own religious identity, as well as a deepening of one's own faith, often results. Interreligious dialogue is a source of enrichment in life and promotes social cohesion while contributing to peaceful coexistence among all. I will immediately point number 9 because I think it somehow relates. Interreligious dialogue allows for spiritual openness. Anyone engaged constructively in interreligious dialogue also perceives the importance of inner transformation. Interreligious encounter can become a space in which one seeks to discover the efforts undertaken by each one within the various religious traditions and cultures in order to realize in oneself a spiritual transformation. This discovery opens up a welcome change in our usual ways of analyzing, identifying, interpreting, and understanding other cultures, allowing us to refocus on the fundamental values of our respective beliefs. It was especially the Buddhists who put some importance on this spiritual transformation. I mean, what they try to say is, I don't want anyone to become Buddhist, but I want to encourage anyone to be on a spiritual journey and to experience transformation. Maybe not in the Buddhist sense of, but he wanted that. And some other communities were more on number 8, that advocates for openness, but de facto talks about the deepening of one's own faith. And so that dialogue is actually helping us to more deeply understand who we are. So I think you have to see 8 and 9 together in this sense. Where are we on 8 and 9?
I think for me the most important thing is in the last line of number 8, promoting social cohesion. I think that is just so extremely important at this particular point. And sometimes proximity actually breeds contempt. And sometimes understanding breeds distrust. And I know that sounds contradictory, but in fact, sometimes when you delve into something, you say, ooh, this does not make me feel comfortable. So the thing we are challenged to do, I think, is to say, okay, even if the more I get to know about somebody, the more uncomfortable I am, the more important it is that we equip ourselves to try to still live peacefully in coexistence. Because it's not easy sometimes to delve into what we ourselves believe, let alone what other people believe.
Thank you. In September, when we had this, we were celebrating the creation, I thought that would have been an excellent opportunity to deepen that with this interreligious dialogue, and maybe we could consider it for next year. For me, on the Sunday when we talked about the rivers, that was meaningful because in Hinduism also, which I am also familiar with, the importance of rivers is very much highlighted as a religious thing, and somehow that brought it very close and very, very good. Yeah. It's a very